And take and put you some honey over there. Well, Miss Mary on point telling me how to cook a ham like that. Put you some honey over that ham.
Uh-huh.
Then put that lid back over that roaster and set it in the stove. And you take it out, you talking about something good. It's really good.
Now, I'm going to have to try that. I usually just put the ham in, you know.
Well, that's really good. I'm talking about it's your homemade ham, hold that meat ready.
Yeah. Now, of course, that's better than anything.
Yeah, my meat, the meat you buy this from the stove.
Yeah.
But we don't. Yeah, but that's really good. See, that take all that salt out.
Yeah.
It'll be sweet, have a sweet taste. And when you slice it, let you slide cold to turn like a turkey. Well, let you slide into it, it's so good.
That's making me hungry.
Well, that's good. I tell you, I can cook this old time, new recipe tea, like me and a friend are talking. But you know, you go back and get this your old recipe. You know it's good.
Oh, I know.
It's a loss of this new recipe. You eat it, that's eat. It's not good. And I love it. I go back with my stepmother lunch me sometimes.
She must have been a good cook.
Oh, I tell you, I ain't that saying it because she's my stepmother. All the white people down in Durban. You talking Miss Bowler and him?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Bowler, them Bowlers you talk about down there, mother helped raise her.
Uh-huh.
And all of them tell you that she's about the best Negro cook without down in there.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. She go in the kitchen. When she get through cooking, I'm telling you, it's a well done. You take up me and my stepsister and my half sister. Now all of us can cook. She learned all of us how to cook. Yes, ma'am. She
learns
how
wonderful.
To cook. Well, she learned how to keep house, but to keep house clean. She learned us how to do. We come up the old way.
Uh-huh.
We had to wait. Yeah.
Well, let's see. Now, what are some other things that you make besides corn dumplings?
Well, now, you can make corn bread. Well, you ever made it a corn muffin?
No, I never have.
Well, you can buy a little thing and a little muffin come out of that sweet muffin.
Well, now, do you use regular, this?
Yes, ma'am.
Just the regular corn?
All you do, take some of your meal. But people's going to quit using homemade meal. Now, all you use is separate.
Yeah.
But some of your meal, put your egg and some grease in it. Well, I have put butter in cornbread. You all eat it with butter in it?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's good. I think it's good.
Yeah.
And you put sugar in it?
No, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
You don't put no sugar in it.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about hush puppies or corn dodges? You ever make those?
Oh, yeah, my hush puppies, I don't make them now. That's what I'm frying fish.
Uh-huh. Well, do you put onions in your hush
puppies? Yes, ma'am. You put onions in there and put egg in there.
Uh-huh.
And take and drop it in your grease after your fish is fried. Yeah.
Okay.
If it's a brine, he's brining the fish. My husband tell me sometimes when he catch fish, so he said they are hush puppies. The grease.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
The ash cake. I ate one piece in one of my life.
Well, now, is it wrapped up in something before
no,
it's cooked?
No, ma'am. It's an old lady. When I stayed with my aunt, my married my uncle, well, that was her daddy's wife. That was her stepmom. I went down there one night, and you don't do a thing but rake the ashes back down to the dirt.
Yeah.
The bricks in the hall, and you take and make that steel and put it in there and cover it with ashes. Me and my friends laying by that other day. I said, Lord, I said, if I must have taken it, and then my aunt's daddy was sitting, we were chair. His grandchild and I was down there. He was sitting, he was like, but you know, we didn't have no sister Eddie. I said, Lord, I must see somebody now. Cook ass chick out. He was up there. He ate that bread because.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
She went in there and took it and washed it off and throw it back in there and she ate some collard greens. And tell you, we thought it had some. First and last, no, it ain't my life. I was down there.
Well, that's very interesting.
But I want no more.
Uh-huh.
I could eat it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you rake all the ashes.
And then I guess it's just like...
Yeah, put it down, then you know where the hearth built the brick.
Yeah.
I put it down in there.
Uh-huh.
Well, then you wrap it up with ashes. And he sit up there, post, so he's an old man. He said he's spitting on that. He had an ash kick in the center. He's spitting on the side. Oh, I thought about that. Take it away. Yes, ma'am.